We are very pleased to be joined by Bonnie Marner. She is the mother of Leafs Mitch Marner, and she is taking part in the Hyundai Hockey Drivers, which is an event in Hamilton on Sunday, part of the Rogers Hometown Hockey Main Stage, as Hamilton hosts Hometown Hockey on Sunday. Bonnie, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you, and thank you for having me. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. So let's start with Sunday's event, the Hyundai Hockey Drivers. What can you tell us about it?
So it's happening. It's the first time it's happening, and I think it's a really great event, and I'm super happy to be part of it. And it's been created to celebrate and support those that are behind the scenes. And those who drive hockey, so like your coaches, your referees, and your volunteers. And it's going to be an opportunity for people to come. It's free, so we're encouraging anybody that wants to come out on Sunday to please come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And to ask questions or any concerns that they as hockey parents may face, that we can all share our tips and tricks so that, you know, our kids are completely prepared or prepared the best they can be so that when they're playing, they are having a lot of fun.
What are some of the main messages? What are some of the main messages you tell parents or you like to give it to talks like this? Or even when I'm sure you're around the rinks a lot and you have a lot of parents come up to you, what kind of messages you'd like to pass on to parents, I guess?
The most important, I think, is for people to just have fun and to enjoy the time that they're, you know, with the kids at young ages, because it goes by so fast. And it's a great opportunity for you to be making some wonderful family memories that you look back on, you know, when, like, my kids are 26 and 22. And there's just a really, when you think about hockey, there's just a real warm feeling because, you know, the kids have had fun and that kind of thing.
With Bonnie Marner, the mother of Mitch, this is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm curious as to how you felt while your kids were younger and they were in depth into hockey. Did you ever have a moment where you sat back and you're like, man, I wonder if they're missing out on quote unquote regular experiences just because we're so wrapped up and tied into this hockey family?
No, not really. Hockey is just because I've got two boys. So with both the kids, they just wanted to play hockey. I had brothers and my one brother played hockey. Now my husband played hockey a lot. He'll tell you he had stone hands. So we just had boys. So it was just an automatic that they wanted to play hockey. Chris started out and when he was playing, Mitch would bring all of his mini sticks and stuff. And he'd bring everything. They'd have a little game and, they'd like play while Chris is playing his game. They played a little bit of other sports. So, it just kept them busy and I think it keeps them from maybe being not busy and making some bad decisions. So for us, hockey was great.
So this is the big.
I don't feel that they missed out.
Oh, so this is the big question. I grew up playing for Lindsay Hofford. I'm sure you know the name and Mitch. Played a lot of his program. So I'm sure you get asked a lot. Should these young guys be playing hockey 12 months a year? Did Mitch do any other sports or what else did he kind of do in the off season, I guess, when he wasn't playing during the winter months?
Both of my boys played soccer and they played lacrosse. And they both played in rep soccer and rep lacrosse. So, and then, you know, in school they participated in running events like cross country events. Chris was real good at that. So, They did their spring hockey. Mitch really loved hockey, so he kind of played it all the time. But he did cross over into lacrosse and things. So that's what they did.
With Bonnie Marner, Mitch Marner's mother, this is Leadoff on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Bonnie, Mitch is a known name. I doubt there's anywhere he can go in this city without being recognized. But at the end of the day, he is your son, and so you are confronted by the fact that he is often talked about. He is often in the news. His game is being broken down by people like us. We discuss the state of the Leafs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm wondering, as his mother, what the summer was like for you as we all awaited a resolution to the contract situation. And so much was being discussed, so much was being thrown out there. You have to live it in a far different and far closer way than any of the rest of us. What kind of experience was that for you?
Well, we were up at the cottage a lot for the summer. So, you know, we just left that up to Mitchell's agent to negotiate the contract discussions. And so, you know, we just were busy. Mitch got a puppy over the summer, so we were busy with the puppy. And, you know, I just felt, we felt with Darren, he had a good control over that. And we just, we enjoyed our summer.
That's great. And, so, you didn't ride an emotional wave.
No. Mitchell wanted to stay in the city. We knew that. You know, they just had to work out the details. So, and at the end, it all worked out great. Mitch was home when we got the call. So we were yelling over the fence to our neighbors. Everybody was all excited.
And he had that puppy on Instagram a few different times. So,
so cute. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
I call him my grand puppy.
There you go.
You know, it's really easy for dogs in the family to supersede kids as the favorite very, very quickly. It's something that I've learned recently.
Yeah. Well, we've always had them in the family. And that would be, you know, when we'd come home from hockey games, we'd take the dog out for a walk, me and both the boys. And that's what we would talk. We would just, you know, open up about whatever, day's events, what's going on at school. And so, yeah, dogs have always been a part of our family.
How many games a year would you get to? How many Leafs games do you go to?
So this year is the first year that we haven't been going to every game. We've been letting Mitch, if he's got company in town or if Christopher wants to go with some of his friends, we give those tickets to them. I'm kind of now getting to a point where I like to be in my pajamas around 7-8 o'clock at night and have a cup of tea. And
sounds
we just
good,
watch the game on television. I don't have to get into a car and drive anywhere. I just go upstairs, take my slippers off, and get into bed. Done.
No more flossing on the Jumbotron for you.
Yeah, I got to get some new moves. Yeah, the hype. I'll do the hype next.
Bonnie, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. We wish you the very best as part of Hyundai Hockey Drivers on Sunday in Hamilton, part of Rogers Hometown Hockey, and I hope we can all catch up again.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you know, for everybody listening, we really hope to see as many people out as can be to help us celebrate and support those that drive hockey.
Thank you. Bonnie Marner, Hyundai Hockey Drivers, takes place in Hamilton on Sunday. It's part of the Rogers Hometown Hockey main stage. And as Bonnie said, pays tribute to those behind the scenes in the game. Kids, of course, it's the old saying, right? It takes a village. It isn't just mom and dad necessarily. It takes a village to raise a young hockey player.